We're continuing to update stories in the Capitol Press Room that we brought you from the peak of New York's battle with the pandemic. And for this latest installment, we're checking in with Becky Prevey, Executive Director of the Association of Aging New York, which represents county-based programs that support New Yorkers as they age. We spoke with Becky in March and in April, when more seniors than usual were homebound and her local organizations were trying to adapt on the fly to evolving demands. Welcome back to the show, Becky.
Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
In the spring, a lot of your congregate centers that provide services to seniors closed and a transition was made to delivery services. What is that dynamic like now?
So that has actually continued. And as New York State has moved through different phases and we've seen different reopening, really our congregate centers serve a much different population. So predominantly individuals that went to our congregate settings or went to social adult day programs actually were in that population that really was targeted by Matilda's Law. And so as we've seen many different venues open across the state, from a congregate setting standpoint, there's a twofold issue. Number one is older people are very, very fearful of going to any type of setting where they're going to congregate, especially to consume food. And so many people are not interested in coming back to those congregate settings, even though they may be in a phase where that would be appropriate to do. The second piece is obviously we represent all of the offices for the aging in New York State. And so our charter really is to make sure that we're protecting the older population, increasing their safety. And so really looking to reopen is something that's been very difficult across the state. And at this point in time, we have very few congregate centers that have reopened. Those that have reopened have had to deal with, you know, personal protective equipment, social distancing, cleaning, and that infrastructure really hasn't been built to a point where we feel collectively safe enough to reopen those sites.
Is there a threshold that you're looking to moving forward that you feel comfortable reopening them? Or is it just as simple as we need a vaccine for the virus for us to feel comfortable to reopen those congregate centers en masse?
Well, and part of what is really so unique about our network is so there are 59 offices for the aging throughout New York State who then partner with about 1,200 subcontractors. And so the decision to reopen is not one that's going to come from the state down. Mm-hmm. That's a decision that's going to be made at a local decision-making point process. And so at this point, you know, the theme really across the state is there's not going to be a significant comfort level in having people that are older come to a congregate setting where we potentially could be exposing them to infection until we have a better treatment or a vaccine.
One of the recurring events that counties and their offices of aging put on for seniors in their communities, which I think a lot of seniors look forward to, are summer senior picnics. What's ended up happening with those? Have they had to be canceled? And if so, has there been any sort of replacement ideas as opposed to those popular picnics?
Sure. So there's been a variety of things that have been done throughout the state because those are events that people look forward to. It's a great opportunity for them to get information and to speak with one another. Many counties have done virtual programs. They've done grab and go drive-throughs where people are able to, you know, get a meal, have some type of socialization in their cars, or they have virtual meetings with other congregate participants. Some have gone to completely virtual. There are a lot of things that we're actually investigating from a state perspective on how we can reach more people and whether we can create different products and services, including virtual online senior centers. The focus of how we traditionally have done services has definitely changed through the pandemic. And what we're trying to do is look forward to how we can adapt our services to meet what the new normal has become.
Isolation is always a major concern for seniors, and this fear has been exacerbated by the virus. We talked previously about some of the digital efforts you guys have been emphasizing to promote socialization. Are you still continuing those, and is socialization taking other forms now?
We have absolutely continued those, and I think something that is, has continued to really show an ugly face is that social isolation is now causing significant depression. People feel very isolated. They don't feel connected in their communities. And so these programs have actually continued, and we've tried to grow and broaden them. Some counties actually pair up 4-H kids with older individuals to actually have a telephone call on an ongoing daily basis to make sure people are connected. Again, we're building out the virtual programs. Many counties are using tablets. They're trying to put those into the community, into people's homes. A lot of online education as far as social media for connection. And just back to kind of the neighbor helping neighbor to ensure that older people that are isolated are at least receiving some type of touch to feel still connected with their communities.
Yeah, if New Yorkers want to help a local senior or volunteer with a local organization that might be engaged in something like this, what would you recommend they do?
The absolute first step is to contact your local office for the aging. They have a pulse on their community. They also are looking for volunteers on an ongoing basis. We're actually seeing a decrease in volunteers as the state reopens. And so people that were out of work that were helping us through the network have now gone back. A lot of our volunteers are over the age of 70, chronic health conditions, who don't feel comfortable continuing to volunteer. So really that first step is your local office for the aging, and then they can partner you in whatever service or support you feel comfortable doing.
The state is dealing with a multi-billion dollar mid-year budget deficit. Have the ramifications of this trickled down to your organizations already? And if not, are you worried that they could in the future?
We are extremely concerned on what the next federal stimulus package will be. And so we were very fortunate in the first round of stimulus that we actually received an investment for aging services. But I can tell you we've seen a 90 to 100% increase in the people we're serving. And to continue that, you know, maybe into next year is what we're looking at. There really isn't the ability to sustain that with our current picture. The other thing that we're seeing across New York State is that local counties who are you know, in a really bad budget shortfall position, they have to look at their overmatch for services in their communities. And so what we receive from the federal and state government comes with a requirement that the county also has to put in a match. Most counties actually overmatch the amount that's mandated because they see, you know, the aging population really is needing support. And so as the counties are working through their budget process and as New York State is working through their budget process and looking at a very large deficit, there is a really, you know, huge potential that the local counties are going to look to have to cut. And that's going to mean people going on wait lists. It's going to mean people going without goods and services that are really life-sustaining at this point. And I think the pandemic has really shown that the one area that really stepped up to the plate during this and made sure we were caring for people are your local offices for the aging. So we are very concerned. We're doing a lot of work with our advocacy specialists on pushing the federal stimulus bill through to really make sure we're able to sustain the need that still exists in our community.
Do you feel like your organizations around the state are prepared for a second wave if and when one comes?
It's something that they're all working on. And so, you know, something as simple as PPE and equipment, cleaning supplies, people are trying to make sure that they have enough on hand. They're also trying to forecast how long people might remain on the home delivered meal program that they weren't serving before. And I think everyone has a very real and significant concern that we might see a resurgence and how we're going to deal with that. And so, you know, absolutely the network as a whole is trying to prepare for that. I can tell you being able to do so is going to be heavily dependent on what the monetary amount of the federal stimulus package is going to be to assist state and local governments to be able to meet the need.
Looking back, do you think there's anything that your organizations could or should have done differently during the pandemic?
I have to say, I am beyond overwhelmed with the immediate response. And so as things kind of shut down very quickly, we saw our entire network and all of the subcontractors who really were in an unprecedented time immediately move to make sure that people were being served. And so that was done a little bit differently across the state. But, you know, from our vantage point, we've dealt with a lot of emergencies. They were pocketed across New York State, whether it be, you know, upstate ice storms versus downstate flooding. But we really have a nimble network that immediately rises to the challenge to make sure people get what they need. And so I think lessons learned really are how you flip the switch kind of overnight to make sure that you're able to deal with the capacity flux. But I have to say, I am incredibly proud of all of the providers, all of the volunteers who really made sure people didn't go without and plan to continue to do so as long as we need to do so.
We've been speaking with Becky Prevey, Executive Director of the Association of Aging New York, which represents county-based programs that support New Yorkers as they age. Becky, thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you as well.
Capital Press Room, a production of WCNY Connected, Syracuse.